The following conversation is part of the One Small Step program in partnership with StoryCorps. KUNR connects people with different political values through dialogue. Today, you'll hear from Reno Sparks residents Tom Willitson and Lee Hernandez. They discuss their common Midwestern roots and their views on religion's role in politics. Presbyterian Pastor Tom kicks off the conversation.
And so, Lee, where in the Midwest did you grow up? I also have Midwestern roots.
So I grew up in mostly Iowa and South Dakota. And I do have to say that when I saw your bio, I was really excited.
The idea of being excited about meeting someone from Peoria, Illinois is stunning to me, but kind of nice.
Yeah. Back to you, Tom, and ask if you could briefly describe in your own words your personal political values.
The people who were working for the government are our neighbors. The office I worked in was responding to change in federal immigration law. And I came away with this sense of just admiration, and I would even say trust, for people who work in government. I'm puzzled when the government is presented as the enemy or we can't trust it. Lee, what's your take on state and local elected officials requiring visibility for certain religions to be in the education system?
I don't want any religion to have a favorable position vis-a-vis some other religion. Before my kids were homeschooled, they went to a Catholic school. So that should tell you a little bit about something. I want the Ten Commandments to be part of their education. Now, if you're in a public classroom, should you have the Ten Commandments there? Well, let's see. Who does that foot with? It's going to foot with Christians. It's going to foot with Jews. But how would a Hindu feel about that? How about a Buddhist? If most people don't have an issue with it, now we're back to not necessarily a religious question anymore, but a social norm. Majority rules. If most of the people want it, they're fine. Put it there. But for me personally, I would say this in a public classroom, I don't want to alienate other religions that also have that spark of the divine.
I have thought about this at great length and in great depth. It's not up to government to post a holy text into a public space. That doesn't belong there. As I read the First Amendment, you know, government can neither impede nor encourage any particular faith tradition. And the thing that irritates me most about this, if we can get the Ten Commandments into our classrooms, they will suddenly have this magical effect of ending whatever immorality or lawlessness the people who have passed this legislation perceive and fear. And that's not true. Lee, is there anything you learned about me today that surprised you?
Yes, there was. Coming into here, I wasn't sure what I am. So am I liberal? Am I conservative? I don't know. And I thought, maybe I'm just left of center. And after talking to you, I was thinking, no, Tom, I think, is the person who's left of center. And maybe I'm right of center. So it's kind of doing a number on what I thought of you coming in. You know, you're the pastor. You're going to be more right-leaning. When you were talking about, well, I think everyone that's in government is really doing important work and doing things for the best. And when I heard you say that, I think the South Dakota upbringing kind of kicked in. And it's like, no, small government is really what you want. So then you can do whatever you want. I'm speaking in hyperbole and I'm being facetious here. But that really did a number on me. And that was the surprise thing that I heard from you.
That was Reno Sparks residents Tom Willitson and Lee Hernandez. This conversation segment was produced by me, Alicia Cancino. I co-facilitated the full conversation with Natalie Van Hooser. Nevada Humanities is a key community partner for this program. StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station Hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.